Hello everyone, very welcome to the iLab Radio Series 2, Episode 6, 2121. Well, over the last 50 years, more than 100 varieties of RNA nucleobase modifications have been identified and their biological functions studied. I'm sure you know that modifications in ribosomal RNA and transfer RNA play a homeostatic role in quality control in ribosome assembly and accuracy of gene translation. The most common and abundant modifications, especially in the messenger RNA and non-coding RNA, are made of N6-methyl adenosine. However, their biological significance had long remained unelucidated. Well, when a specific nucleotide modification in an RNA sequence is revealed to be an epigenetic marker, a sequence selective analysis of the target at a single nucleotide resolution becomes very, very necessary. However, there are several difficulties with regard to the analysis of RNA modification. Dialab team earlier showed detection of methyl cytosine using anti-methyl cytosine antibody. A target methyl cytosine forms a bulge in the DNA duplex that was specifically recognized by the antibody. Then, the sequence selectivity was detected by hybridization with a complementary sequence consisting in a bulge-inducing DNA probe. In the very current study, they have adopted this concept to the immunodetection of RNA modification. Here they propose the sequence selective assay of N6-methyl adenosine in RNA as a hybridization with a DNA probe uniquely designed to form a bulge loop at the position of a target modified nucleotide. And this was done without a PCR or reverse transcription reaction. They demonstrate that M6A in RNA-DNA hybrid was selectively recognized by anti-M6A antibody and with a very high affinity. By employing a surface plasmon resonance measurement or using a microtiter plate immunoassay, a specific M6A in E. coli 23S RNA sequence could be detected at a nanomolar level. And this happens to be the first successful selection detection of specific M6A 2030 in 23S ribosomal RNA from real samples of E. coli total RNA. For details, please see the article published in Analytical Chemistry 2018, volume 90, 7578 to 7582. Bye for now. Stay connected. Bye-bye.